Privacy is not possible by Vimala Thakkar. Traditionally, the investigating of psychological weaknesses in relation to social action has been taboo, not acceptable. As long as a social activist provided service to others, it was considered irrelevant whether he or she suffered from greed, jealousy, anger, or fear. "It's my personal business, not yours," has been the attitude. In truth, the inner life or psychological life is not a private or personal thing. It's very much a social issue. The mind is a result of collective human effort. There's not your mind and my mind. It's a human mind. It's a collective human mind, organized and standardized through centuries. The values, the norms, the criteria are patterns of behavior organized by collective groups. There's nothing personal or private about them. There's nothing that could be a source of pride or embarrassment. Privacy in personal life is not possible. This statement may seem shocking, but please do realize that thought is very subtle matter that emanates from each of us. The moment a thought is born, whether it's expressed or not, it emanates in the form of a wave and floats in space. We may close the doors to our rooms and feel that nobody knows our thoughts, but what we do in so-called privacy affects the life around us. If we spend our days victimized by negative energies, negative thoughts, if we yield to depression, melancholia, bitterness, these energies pollute the atmosphere. Where then is privacy? We need to learn, as a social responsibility, to look at the mind as something that's been created collectively, and to recognize that our individual expressions are expressions of the human mind. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions are all a playback of the memory contained in us. What we each call my response is really a response of the collective,